From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president speaks in Germany. U.S. President Barack Obama said today he would approve the deployment of up to 250 more special forces troops in Syria to reinforce gains made against the Islamic State. He added, however, that the U.S. cannot win the battle by itself.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden working with us on behalf of our collective security.
The president went on to say that the military is not the only solution for the battle against ISIS and elsewhere.
So make no mistake, these terrorists will learn the same lesson as others before them have, which is your hatred is no match for our nations united in the defense of our way of life. And just as we remain relentless on the military front, we're not going to give up on diplomacy to end the civil war in Syria, because the suffering of the Syrian people has to end, and that requires an effective political transition.
Stephen Zunis is an analyst at the University of San Francisco.
Given that Obama has had a pretty cautious approach in terms of U.S. Military involvement in Syria, it could be an indicator that the initial troop deployment has been successful. It is an indication, in his mind at least, that additional U.S. forces could actually advance the cause of defeating ISIS.
The deployment would bring the number of U.S. troops in Syria to 300. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Obama had said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who he said are essentially propping up President Bashar al-Assad. President Obama also said the U.S.-led coalition will continue airstrikes against ISIS targets in places like Raqqa and Mosul.